The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad that you have joined me. Pfizer and Moderna did not create the COVID vax. There's a lot of evidence that points to it was a Pentagon project and, of course, farmed out to Pfizer and Moderna. And the person who really led that charge in exposing that is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He's the one that says that that's true. I've seen stuff on it, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is very credible. He has sued and gone after Dr. Fauci and really gone after the pharmaceutical companies for their lies many, many times. So he knows what he's talking about. He's one of the most credible sources. So when Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says that Pfizer and Moderna didn't create COVID, he knows he has the evidence to back it up. And there's tons of evidence that, yes, the Pentagon was working on projects and then farm this stuff out to them. And, well, that then brings into the question, the number one question, well, that's military. Clearly, that's bioweapon. And so if this is 100% true, let's say it is, and that someday it will all come out, every bit of evidence, and everyone will know. If that were to happen, what would the Pentagon be doing? They would most likely be creating a bioweapon. Here's the other thing. A lot of this stuff we know that deals with COVID in general, not just the vaccine, but just COVID in general. Remember, the vaccine is basically COVID. Just worse than that, way worse than COVID in a bottle form that destroys your immune system. But I won't go deep into that. I'm trying to make the point that if the Pentagon is behind this, you should automatically assume it is a bioweapon. And we've always said it acts like a bioweapon, the vaccine. The Wuhan lab is a bioweapons factory in China. And even if you tried to point to China, the Wuhan lab was funded, a lot of it, by us. And specifically the COVID-19 stuff was specifically funded by Dr. Fauci and his cronies. And then you have the cover-up in the Ukraine, where we had bioweapons factories operating in the Ukraine. Clearly, we did. And the question is, you really have to ask this question. It really is starting to look like it's the case, since you can't believe anything our government says anymore. Is the Wuhan lab a distraction and a lie from our government to make us look over there at China when they were releasing it from the Ukraine? There are many people theorizing, now I don't have evidence of this. That is a conspiracy theory. But it's not that far of a leap when we know that there were bioweapons factories by the U.S., mostly run by the U.S., in Ukraine, and this Ukraine war conveniently covers all that crap up. And what if our own government released it from Ukraine and then said it came from China? Is that a far-fetched scenario when the goal of releasing COVID, not the vaccine, the release of COVID, the goal was to get Donald Trump removed from office? Remember, that was the whole point. They infected the entire world with COVID-19 because they needed to bring down and stop the economy. That was the plan. We need to say that there's this massive virus threat that all of the economy has to be shut down. Well, how are you going to do that? You're going to have to release it throughout the world in order to do that. And that was to stop Donald Trump's economy, because they really didn't want him in. That really is the motive. For all of you in foreign countries, if our government is proven to be behind this, they poisoned you simply because they didn't want Donald Trump to win. That's how much they think about you. They think you are peasants. No, not even that. They think of you as animals that they can just experiment on for their agendas. And that only the presidential agenda in America for the globalists matter, and that's all that matters. and you mean nothing. They can release bioweapons on you simply to get a president removed in the United States. Think about that. And I'm telling you, that is what I think they did. Folks, everything points to the United States. Think about it. Nothing really even points to China, as much as we want to say, other than America used China to develop bioweapons that they couldn't develop here in America. That's the only thing that it seems to point to. What we have found out is from the University of North Carolina and the documents there and from Fauci and the CDC that we funded bioweapon research in China and it was us who was doing it. Therefore, when it escapes from a Chinese lab, we're the ones that are really to blame, but they can easily say, oh, look at what China did. But it was really us. So the Wuhan lab points to us. The bioweapons in Ukraine point to us. The documents from North Carolina University point to us. The CDC documents and what Fauci does points to us. Pfizer and Moderna and what they did points to us. And the Pentagon information and Pentagon projects revolving around this point to us. And that really brings it all home. That we are responsible. If anyone is responsible, it looks like all the evidence points to us. Let me get to what InfoWars was giving to you about Robert F. Kennedy Jr. They play a clip of him, but Alex Jones introduces it. I want you to see it yourself. This is not brand new information, but it's not information that's really that covered. And it was somewhat new to me. I don't know how much I have really heard that our Pentagon project was behind this. So I'm thinking, wow, if that's new information, if I miss that, I bet you there's a bunch of other people that miss that too, because I missed it. That was new information to me. I know it's not new information to everyone out there, but it was to me. So there's got to be a lot of people that is new information too. And so it's like, I've got to cover this. So take a listen.
Now let's start playing these clips. This is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. This is all confirmed. I told you this 3 years ago. Dr. Peter McCullough has confirmed it now. The documents are all there in the Twitter files. That's just one area that we can find them. But because of Musk, we know about it. He says the vaccine is a Pentagon project, says Robert F. Kennedy Jr., which is a fact. Then they farmed it out to Gates and others to then release the virus and roll the entire attack out. Now, that's not our average military men and women. That is the New World Order that sees humans as the threat. Here is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
There were 138 companies that were involved in manufacturing and distributing the vaccine. They're all military contractors. The Pentagon and the National Security Agency ran the entire pandemic response. Pfizer and Moderna don't really own those vaccines. You know, they slapped their labels on them, but it was a Pentagon project.
All right, let's go to the next clip. Let's go to clip 13.
Hold on. Before I'm going to give you when he goes to the next clip, because I think this stuff is all interesting. But let me respond to what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is saying here. That there's so much more to this. It's if you have all these different contractors that he is pointing to, that it's clearly a Pentagon project. Then you have all sorts of other information, like I was giving you, that points to us being behind this whole thing. It gets to the point to where you wonder, will anybody ever be held responsible? And if our military is behind this, and it goes that deep into our government, the odds are no. Never will anyone. When it goes this deep, no one's going to be held responsible unless foreign governments do so. And now there are reports that people have sent me of two different foreign governments looking into coming after Pfizer and Moderna. And I'm hoping it happens because I've always said it's going to be foreign governments that do so. There was I wish I had it in front of me, but I don't have it in front of me. There is a report of a royal family. It's I'm trying to think of where it was at. I it's not coming to my head, but I guess the princess or the queen got the vaccine and died. And the royal family is coming down hard and looking to go after, I believe, Pfizer. I'm so sorry that I'm going blank on which country, but I guess if you look that up, royal family going after Pfizer, something generic, and do a search, I'm sure it will come up for you. The point is I don't know if anything's going to happen with that, but if more and more foreign governments start standing up to what looks like the United States has done, everything points to the United States. Everything points to us, sadly. And I'm an American citizen. I want America to be the best it can possibly be. But I feel like I'm an American citizen living as if it was the period of time of what it must have felt like for someone who knew the Nazi Party was evil in Germany, and you grew up in Germany and you wanted Germany not to be evil and embrace the Nazi Party. Well, globalism is evil, and the people who are globalists are evil. And America is being used for an evil agenda, just like Germany was being used for an evil agenda. And there were only a few good people that stood up and said, I don't care if I was born here. I'm not for evil. I'm not going to support an evil agenda just because where I was born, my country is embracing an evil agenda. I'm going to point out, hey, we're the bad guys. And so those people in history, we look back, the Germans that stood up and recognized that Germany was the bad guys, those are heroes. Well, sadly, that's the day and age in which we live. I am recognizing, holy cow, sadly, America is the bad guys, especially in all of this vaccine and COVID crap, especially. But in a lot of other things we are finding out, America's sins are being revealed left and right. We are the bad guys. We're not supposed to be the bad guys. We were good guys, and we transitioned into being bad guys. And you can guess when we officially became the bad guys, but that can go way back. But a lot of the American citizens weren't bad guys. We had good intentions. Our own government has been lying to us for years and years and years, pretending to be the good guys when our own government was the bad guys for a lot of my lifetime, if my entire lifetime. I don't even know, because I can't know what some people's intentions, what their hearts were when I was little. And I don't know what the adults when I was a kid's hearts and minds and intentions were. And I didn't follow politics at 4 and 5 years old. How do I know? I don't really know. I can look back, but it's all tainted. It's all tainted in the history books. All I know is that currently it is very clear that we have moved into a globalist agenda, that America is being used for evil, and we are being used as the bad guys. And I am calling out my own country as the bad guys, and I am telling foreign countries, stand up to our wickedness and prosecute our evil pharmaceutical companies. Don't bow knee to our evil pharmaceutical companies that have poisoned the whole earth. We are the bad guys in this situation. And I'm an American telling you we're the bad guys in this whole situation. Our FBI is completely corrupt. We all know this. They're not going to hold. They should be the good guys, the FBI, holding our government responsible for what they've done. But that will never happen. They become part of being the bad guys. Sadly, I don't want this to be true, but it is. Now, let me go back to Alex Jones. He goes to another cut. It's very interesting. Take a look.
Crew, this is Josh Sterling, highly respected insurance analyst at a state hearing with Edward Dowd. The people who are under the age of 50 who took the vaccine now are 49% higher mortality rate. One dose increases it 145%. That's because if it's going to kill you, it usually kills you the first one. But it continues to increase up to several hundred percentage points if you take four or more of the shots. And these numbers are mirrored from Australia to Germany to the U.S. Here is Josh Sterling.
The senator asked us to show just the one chart that tells the entire story. This is that chart. The UK government, until this summer, was reporting a data series that showed the relative mortality rates for the vaccinated and unvaccinated by the number of doses of the vaccine. We've done what we think is really professional work with this, and we think it simplifies down to a conclusion that says that through the last available data set, the people in the UK who took the vaccine have a 26% higher mortality rate. The people who are under the age of 50 who took the vaccine now have a 49% higher mortality rate. And worst of all, the people who only took one dose of the vaccine have approximately 145% worse mortality rate. That last data point is on its face confusing, especially because it seems like there's more and more, it just doesn't make a ton of sense unless you realize that what's going on with this really is that the people who took the dose, the first dose in the United States, that's about 12% of people, but then stopped taking any other doses. Those people, through their choice to stop, disproportionately the ones who were harmed. And so what we're concluding is that if you happen to be an unlucky person who was in some fashion, even moderately injured, with a minor injury, you decided not to continue, the best statistics we have show that you're going to have, at least through today, maybe it'll get better, and obviously we're all here because we're hoping to find treatments and cures and screening and interventions, but if that doesn't happen, we have to assume that this is now the baseline, there's going to be 145% higher mortality. And if you were to take these numbers and just apply them to the United States, that ends up being something like 600,000 excess deaths per year in the United States from this higher vaccine-induced mortality. And, that's obviously a really concerning thing, and I'm happy you called the meeting, and I know we all hoping to get to answers. Thank you.
And again, I thought that statistic on single dose was pretty interesting because, let's face it, just about everybody knows somebody who took the first dose and had a severe reaction, they're not going to take the second one. So.
That's a federal hearing.
Yeah, hold on. If you've gotten the jab one time and you're like, this is horrible and horrible news, and he's saying that there's still a massive chance. I have seen so many other statistics that show that you don't have to be freaked out by that. That is some sort of anomaly of some sort of data, like Alex Jones says, because if people were going to have a bad reaction and die from the vaccine, a lot of them would have done it the very first time. And if you were able to tolerate the full vaccine the first time, then when you got a second jab, you probably could tolerate it yet again. And then a third time, but it increases. We know this by hospital statistics. So let me ease your mind. If you've already gotten the jab and you survived once, now you're worried, well, what's going to happen in the future? Will I be hospitalized? Will COVID hit me even harder because my immune system's damaged? Well, I've seen tons of statistics on hospitalization. And that clearly tells me going forward what you have to worry and not worry. If you've gotten two jabs, you're more likely to be hospitalized than someone who's gotten one jab. If you've gotten three jabs, you're even more likely to be hospitalized in the future with COVID than someone who's not. If you've gotten four jabs, you're even more likely, and you're more likely to die in all these things. Your mortality, your death from COVID, which is really any sickness. I'm sorry, any coronavirus sickness. Basically, any coronavirus sickness, the more you get jabbed, the more dangerous that coronavirus becomes. There's too many statistics that prove that. So if you've been jabbed once, that chance of a coronavirus killing you is still actually quite low. So don't freak out. But the more you've gotten jabbed, yes, the more likely a regular coronavirus, a common cold, has now become a major weapon. Meaning, you get the common cold and you've been jabbed four times. Let's say next year you get the common cold going into the winter and you've been jabbed four times. That common cold is probably going to hit you like, it's going to put you in bed to where you might probably have to go to the hospital to live because your immune system has been so messed up. I'm not trying to scare you. That's what the data shows. I'm sure there will be people who have been jabbed four times and that won't happen. Hopefully. But huge odds are you're in big trouble with coronaviruses going into the future. That's what the data has shown. I just don't want people freaking out that have been jabbed once. I honestly think being jabbed once, you have a high chance of being okay. you may have damaged your immune system permanently, but you didn't erase your immune system. You still will be able to handle most sicknesses, I believe, from looking at the data. But I don't know for sure because we still have not gone long enough to know for sure the answers to a lot of the questions that you might have. Little more from Alex Jones.
With Senator Johnson, I also have state hearings here. This is another federal hearing. This is Representative Nancy Mace ripping into the Twitter executives that suppressed her getting medical knowledge and the former Twitter executives about blocking COVID information directly by Big Pharma and the federal government, Democratic Party, blocking from day one, knowing what they were doing, premeditated. Now listen what it's done to this woman.
Consequences for this type of online harassment and speech.
Well, that's, I must say, those are very real consequences.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Twitter files were not just about Hunter Biden's laptop. Twitter worked overtime to suppress accurate COVID information. Apparently, the views of a Stanford doctor are disinformation to you people. I, along with many Americans, have long-term effects from COVID. Not only was I a long hauler, but I have effects from the vaccine. It wasn't the first shot, but it was the second shot that I now developed asthma that has never gone away since I had the second shot. I have tremors in my left hand, and I have the occasional heart pain that no doctor can explain, and I've had a battery of tests. I have great regrets about getting the shot because of the health issues that I now have that I don't think are ever going to go away. Where did you go to medical school?
I did not go to medical school.
I'm sorry.
I did not go to medical school.
That's what I thought. Why do you think you or anyone else at Twitter had the medical expertise to censor a doctor's expert opinion?
Our policies regarding COVID were designed to protect individuals. We were seeing...
You guys censored Harvard-educated doctors, Stanford-educated doctors, doctors that are educated in the best places in the world, and you silenced those voices. You're not a doctor, right, Ms. Gatti?
No, I'm not.
Okay. What makes you think you or anyone else at Twitter have the medical expertise to censor actual, accurate CDC data?
I'm not familiar with these particular situations.
Yeah, I'm sure you're not. It's not just about the laptop. This is about medical advice that expert doctors were trying to give Americans because social media companies like Twitter were silencing their voices. Did the U.S. government ever contact you or anyone at Twitter to pressure Twitter to moderate or censor certain tweets? Yes or no?
We have a program.
Did the U.S. government ever contact you or anyone at Twitter to censor or moderate certain tweets? Yes or no?
We receive legal demands to remove content from the platform from the U.S. government and governments all around the world.
Thank God for Matt Taibbi. Thank God for Elon Musk for allowing to show us in the world that Twitter was basically a subsidiary of the FBI.
Yes, and I have to end it there, folks. I'm out of time, but understand, the U.S. government really was behind all the censoring. Why? Because if they were the ones who developed COVID-19 in the first place, and they're the ones that developed the bioweapon COVID-19 jab, then they would be the ones who want the truth censored about it the most. Now, wouldn't they? Notice how everything points to our government, including the censorship of the truth, so that millions of people would die around the world, thanks to the American government. That's the truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. That's the truth, too. I love you guys. See ya! Hey, guys, if you like what you're hearing in my show, you need to check out one of the other great shows from thenewamerican.com, and that is Behind the Deep State with Alex Newman. Have you checked it out yet? If you haven't, you will love it. If you like me, for sure, you're going to love Alex Newman as he gets deep into Behind the Deep State and all the shadiness, of course, that we know is going on. Awesome interviews. I mean, just massive information. And you really can't find a better dive into the deep state than what Alex Newman does. So go check it out at thenewamerican.com.